Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one only Groove Armada, so here we go. Groove Armada was formed after Keita and Finlay had been introduced by a mutual friend and soon started their own club night in London called Captain Sunil at the helm of Groove Armada after the 1970s disgrace. By 1997, they had released a few singles, including Fortune Cookie and the song that first brought them to minor fame, At the River, which sampled Old Cape Cod by Patsy Paige. The song went on to Groove Armada's best-known tracks and has found numerous chill-out compilations. Their first album, Northern Star, was released in 1998 on Tommy Touch Records and was followed by Second Vertigo in 1999, which had more mainstream and polished sound, making the UK album chart as upper 20 by being certified silver in the UK. It also included At the River, which re-released as a full-fledged single. An album remixed tracks from the Vertigo entitled The Remixes followed in 2000, along with their contribution to the Back of the Mind mixed album series. The next studio album, Goodbye Country, Hello Nightclub, was released in 2001 and marked a departure from their trip-hop roots to upbeat music, as demonstrated on the Grammy-nominated single Super Stylin'. Another mix album followed, this time another late-night series. And in 2002, less than a year after Goodbye Country and Hello Nightclub, Groove Armada produced Lovebox, which included a variety of genres including rock, such as Madder and Purple Haze. While others were closer to the band's traditional house and trip-hop roots, such as the title rock, Lovebox and Remember, with the later containing vocals made entirely of samples of Danny's vocals for Fairport Conservation. A greatest hits album entitled The Best of Groove Armada was released in 2004, the last of their release of With Paper Records before their studio album Sandboy Rock was released in 2007. The album marked a noticeable departure from multi-genres influenced previous album, featuring tracks such as Get Down and Groove Extracts, which followed the controversially house music trend, tracks and rock elements, and song for Muta Out of Control, featuring the vocals of Sugar Babe of ex-Sugar Babe singer Muta Bunya, held by online music guide Pop Justice as one of the best songs of 2007. Groove Armada also released a collaboration with the Japanese pop stars through Strictly Rhythm and via Beatport in April 2008. And in the same year, Groove Armada engaged with a deal with Bacardi to dispute for their four-track EP using a file-sharing platform called BeLiShare. During 2009, Fiddler and Catchall repeated to confirm the existence of a pending new album, while the Bacardi Express tour in Australia, Findlay said it will be called Black Light and is going to the darker side of Groove Armada, which are finally coming out after 12 years. In October 2010, Groove Armada released a remix album, White Light, which contained recent studio re-recordings of an alternate live versions of many songs from Black Light, as well as other classics from Groove Armada's songs. Groove Armada headlined at the Uber Cool Festival, Jersey Live, on the 3rd of September. The duo embarked on a series of secretive living room sets performing intermittently across the country for audiences of close friends. In 2015, Groove Armada released their 8th studio album, Little Black Book. The album has been described as somewhere between album mix, CD and compilation. The first disc features their own original music and remixes, while the second disc remixes music by other artists. Groove Armada released their 9th studio album, Edge of the Horizon, in 2020, featuring vocal performances from Nick Littlemore, James Alexander Bright, Todd Edwards, Chiquette Bees, Ruzu and Paris Brightledge. The duo played their last of their concerts in Australia and New Zealand of 2022. And now this year, in 2026, Groove Armada is set to perform at the Coachella Festival in April. So now you know about Groove Armada, honestly, the most amazingest. They've done the most amazing music. My favourite one is In the River, Out of Control, Super Stylin', I See You Baby. They've done a load of good ones. And I can't wait. Even though I won't be at Coachella, I will be watching like a stream that they might do. But yeah, awesome. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care. And bye for now.